It's 8 minutes to eight. We have the business news from Gail Conway.
Thanks, Mary. More Irish consumers are worried about the cost of food prices than their global counterparts. The PwC 2025 Irish and Global Voice of the Consumer study found that 71% of Irish consumers said they're either extremely or very concerned about the cost of their food, compared to 60% of respondents in 28 other countries. The survey looks at challenges facing Irish consumers trying to balance health, convenience and sustainability in food choices with affordability. To discuss the findings, I'm joined now by Director in PwC's Ireland Retail and Consumer Practice, Eoin McFeely. Good morning, Eoin.
Good morning, Gail.
Eoin, the cost of food, it's a greater concern among Irish respondents than globally. Why is this and what more can you tell us?
Thanks for having me on this morning, Gail. I think there's a number of factors here at the moment. We have, over the last number of years, a number of geopolitical issues. They've affected our supply chains. So, for example, going back to the likes of when the Ukraine war started, grain increased. I think we're also seeing the cost of energy has increased considerably over the last number of years as well. That's had a major impact in terms of the cost of food production. So a number of factors.
So 2/3 reported price is the most important factor. This is higher than global counterparts, and 63% confirming better value for money is the top reason. So despite cost and value for money being the main driving force, Irish consumers are also concerned about their health. Over half are worried about the risks of ultra-processed foods, and 64% mm-hmm. use apps or devices. Is the new consumer dilemma aspiration versus reality?
We're certainly seeing that very much, Gail, and consumers have really told us in the Irish report, and it's really interesting to see it. Health is really important for them, but sometimes when they get to the shelf, the actual cost and the affordability can actually be a challenge for them. But we're also seeing them use technology much more, and over 60% are using apps to actually support themselves, actually sort of to track and to change their benefits. So the consumer really wants everything now at the moment, but the challenge, as I said, sometimes can be price.
And what about weight loss prescription drugs? The survey reveals 2/3 of Irish respondents are open to using mm-hmm. them in the future.
Yeah, certainly an interest. And I think if we look towards the US, we have 10 to 12% of US adults currently taking GLP-1 drugs, and 40% of those are taking them for weight loss reasons as opposed to diabetes. So I think we're of the assumption that sort of here in Ireland and in Europe, we're certainly going to see an uptick actually in those GLP-1 drug usage.
So consumers increasingly see themselves as responsible for making healthy choices, but they're also expecting support from the food industry or government.
Yes, and I think a key point here is the likes of packaging, for example, and labelling. I think over the next number of years, we're going to see improvements in labelling, actually sort of around labelling coming through, so consumers are actually aware of the type of product that they're buying in terms of its health benefits and its sustainability benefits.
So for businesses, ongoing supply chain disruptions and volatile commodity prices, which are squeezing margins, climate-related impacts such as rising temperatures and shifting rainfall patterns affecting crop yields and quality, mm-hmm. trade uncertainties, tariffs, they all add another level of complexity. So how much does consumer behaviour cause businesses to react?
I think what we've seen in the last number of years, and as you've sort of said it there, it's around aspirational. The best businesses are really trying to understand where the consumer is at in terms of their trends and their wants and needs, and they're adapting their offers to that. I was talking to a local food company there only a couple of weeks ago, and they've understood the change that GLP-1 drugs is going to bring to their products, and they are now starting to reformulate products in terms of to make them much more protein dense and smaller portion sizes. So really understanding the macro aspects and adapting that into new products is key.
Okay, we'll leave it there this morning. Eoin McFeely, Director in PwC's Ireland Retail and Consumer Practice, thanks for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business in the next hour.